back. WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. All of our Baltimore Positive chats brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. The Crab Cake Tour is going to get back out on the road beginning March 4th. I'm going to be eating some crab cakes, drinking some beer, probably having some fun. Hopefully doing it outdoors. I got some mass things happening here. We're trying to stay socially distanced, but say the same. Elbow bumps up. Eric Kramer's here. I've had nothing but quarterbacks by this week, man. And I had my Bobby Brady thrill, my Joe Namath moment when Kurt Warner threw me a pass the other night at the Wounded Warriors game. So,
did you catch it?
I did. Attaboy. I did, and I was really intimidated because I was about 10 feet away, and I'm like, hey, Kurt, can you throw me a pass? He's like, that ain't a pass. You got to run. And I'm sure you gave some thrills to some young men like myself.
I just started. I was done playing, and this was probably 2 or 3 years into it, and I was doing some preseason games for the Bears.
Okay.
And my son, Griffin, I took him out there with me this particular game, and so afterward, we drove down to Notre Dame. And a friend of mine had arranged to meet the the equipment guy walk us around the locker room and on the field.
Oh, nice little touchdown, Jesus, little all that, right?
So we go out on the field, right? We got a ball.
You feel like Newt Rockne, right?
No,
now,
no, no.
Right?
He's like, he thinks we're at the park. He's like, Dad, go long. Like, you have no idea where you're standing right now.
I still haven't made it to Notre Dame. I've been to a lot of colleges and seeing big games and whatnot and Super Bowls. You're here. This is local for you. This is home for you, right?
So it is.
I mean, I had Warren Moon over. I went to Crenshaw, the area, the other night.
Yeah.
Down to Serena and Venus have their tennis courts down there. Mm-hmm. We did a big Wounded Warriors game and they started rattling off the names of players from Southern California that
sure.
played football here. It feels like such a baseball area to some degree, and there were a lot of guys, I guess, that played multiple sports in many, many ways in your era as well.
Sure.
Burbank, right? Television is what I think of.
True
Bob
enough.
Barker. I think you were a contestant on The Price is Right or something, right?
Bob Hope is everywhere. He's on streets. He's on, Bob Hope Drive but Bob Hope Airport. Yeah, I went to Burroughs High School and in Burbank. And so, I only went there a year and a half, but I'm still in touch with a lot of people from back then.
Man, you played a long time in the league. I'm looking down, I'm like, I was trying to get, because I get old and I forget the eras and where you played and all that and the broadcasting part of what you've done. You're here today to talk a little bit about mental health, though, right?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, so basically, there's a program, a couple, but one in particular has to do with, I call it right now, a school-age mental health mentorship program. And what it's going to involve coming out of the gate here is fourth and fifth graders, most likely in an after-school setting, where, there's someone I'm partnered up with, two people actually, but one in particular here locally. And she's very, her history, her name's Catherine Casimir, involved with social change theater. And so being able to act out little scenes, first of all, identifying what you like in people, for young kids, what you like, what you would like either of yourself, about yourself, or in other people, characteristics like telling the truth or empathetic listening or whatever it is.
Character, integrity.
Exactly.
Right. Sure. Sharing.
And then, exactly.
Simple things, right?
Yep. And then eventually growing that to where you begin identifying people that you might see, hey, that'd be a good person for my own sort of home team.
Right.
Or support group, right? And so you start age fourth, fifth grade, on up through high school, and that becomes who you are, where, you don't wait till you're 30 or 40 or 50 or ever before learning how to do something like that. And so it's self-esteem building. Eventually we'll bring the parents and families into it as well. And so it's an exciting time. And the mentorship part comes from, the rant where I live is very close to Thousand Oaks.
So you lived here a long time. You moved back here when you were done as a player.
I've never lived. Yeah, I mean, I've never left. So permanently, I've always been here.
You've always been here. So it is unique that the Cowboys used to roll into town for a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
And there was always going to be a team. There was always coulda, shoulda, woulda. Then Houston happened. I'm from Baltimore, man. I know. I watched my team leave, and then I watched what we had to do to get a team back.
Right.
I've spent plenty of time in San Diego. I've been kidding everybody. Like, yeah, this L.A. thing's nice, but God, San Diego got screwed. I'm never going back to San Diego ever for a football game again.
I agree with you, by the way.
You know?
They
right.
did get screwed.
So, I mean, and the whole and the, nobody cares about the Chargers. It's crazy. But you've been here as a former NFL player and a guy raised here where there was no team.
Right.
Most of your adulthood after you got back, literally,
well,
right?
I grew up with the Rams,
right?
Actually,
sure,
with Roman Gabriel Rams, but then
Coliseum Rams,
right? And Ferragamo going to the Super Bowl in '79.
So that, like, if you're in Burbank and the team moved to Anaheim, that kind of sucks.
That's what I'm saying. So they go from L.A., which was fine, then they go down to Anaheim or wherever that was, and then they go back to St. Louis. And so my sons grew up without a football team. So oldest son, Griffin, my son Dylan now, back when he was about 7 or 8, he started following the Chiefs because they had Priest Holmes. Well, then they went about a decade and barely won a game. And now the payoff is today's Chiefs. So
I like Priest Holmes, and he played on our Super Bowl team, so that makes me smile because
exactly.
Priest is a good guy.
Yeah, and so, but back to this mentorship program, I want to hook up with the Rams. They have what's nowadays called a rookie symposium, and it's a year-long deal that takes place on a typical off day would say be Tuesday.
Right.
And so games that are played on Sunday, that occurs for.
Right.
So out of an 18-week season, there might be 13 or 14 of those. And so this rookie symposium is directed at rookies, and I don't know who runs it, but they might have like an hour or two during that time where they might have two or three topics that are mandatory topics to cover. But then there might be
girls, money,
whatever,
gambling,
all the fun stuff.
All the stuff you're supposed to avoid.
And there might be, so my point is that it would be great to approach the Rams and say, hey, can we borrow a few of those guys from time to time and come and sit down and, given the set of circumstances of what we're talking about, maybe they could bring up what life when they were in fourth grade. Because they're
sure.
not that much older.
Right.
You know, nine-year-old kids, 10-year-old kids are fourth, fifth grade. These guys are 22, 23. So they can relate. That's what I'm saying.
Well, much more so than guys that are 50 or 60.
Thank
right?
you.
Literally, absolutely.
Right.
Eric Kramer is here talking a quarterback and also talking life. And tell me where they can find a mental health mentorship program here in the Southern California area, Homeward Bound Tailored Program. Is there a website we can find more information?
There will be. Not yet. So this is something I was talking to Catherine the other day, and Tim Thane is the guy that that's a whole nother story. But anyway, those three people I'm working with on this project. And so I'm going to say we're probably, I don't know, maybe about a month or two away from starting this. And then it'll start to pick up steam. So Radio Row here today is kind of a way to talk about that and get a little
nice
promotion going.
Yeah, get a little energy. Well, it's good having you around for some good energy.
Thank
as
you,
well.
Brother.
Oh, you're Rams all the way, right?
All the way, man. Yep. And I'll say that, but I love the Bengals. However, they kind of remind me of the 90s Cowboys in that they're stacking the deck right now.
Right.
And when the Cowboys won that first Super Bowl in 92, they were the youngest team in the league. Cincinnati's on that same track.
Stop with that. I'm from Baltimore. We
Hold
don't
on.
Hear this.
I'm
this
about
is what
to,
we're worried about.
I'm about to pick you up. They still can't handle the Rams defense. And the Rams can run the ball now. Stafford's playing great. I don't see this going any other way but the Rams winning. I'm just saying Cincinnati's, they're on the way.
These Bengals people will be upset. It's just we're worried that this Burrow kid becomes special. He looked pretty good 2 weeks ago. He really did.
He looks pretty good last year and this year.
And at LSU.
And probably in high school, too.
Well, somewhere there's a college coach that overlooked him. Eric Kramer is here out in Southern California. All of it brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets, Wise Conversations, as well as my pal Dennis Colazos and our friends at Coons Ford Security Boulevard in Baltimore. And I'll be getting back to Baltimore next week. We'll get the Crab Cake Tour going beginning March 4th at Mama's on the Half Shell. Back for more Radio Row, Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56, right after this.